Gemma Oramanis does not give credit for double helix and tongue. This article critically examines the contested Ned's Oromo identity and leadership. Actions and ideological shifts profoundly contradict genuine Oromo theories of ethnic identity, leadership, and post-colonial politics. We challenge the Oromo double helix for sufficient to qualify him as an Oromo leader. Instead, we contend that his policies, which have systematically undermined Oromo self-determination, suppressed dissent, and centralized power. The article posits that for Oromos to recognize Abiy Ahmed as Oromo, or Oromo leader, constitutes a profound act of self-insult, effectively validating a narrative that disregards their historical struggles and contemporary grievances, and thereby allowing his loyalists to claim a false legitimacy. We further explore how his strategic working horse of TPLF for 28 years served to neutralize potential Oromo political opposition, had hoped would serve a transitional purpose. Ultimately, this analysis prioritizes the mind and identity marker no national context. The enigma of Ahmed to Ethiopia's premiership in 2018 was met with a complex blend of hope and skepticism, particularly within the Oromo community. Hailing from the Oromia region, claimed, culminating in the Nobel Peace Prize. Within Ethiopia, particularly among some Oromos, there was an initial surge of optimism that a son of the soil, once part of the Oromo People's Democratic Organization, OPDO, a party often seen as a working horse of TPLF for 28 years, might finally inaugurate an era of genuine Oromo empowerment and democratic transition. This hope was fueled by the Oromo double helix, DNA identity, rhetoric, an implicit or explicit appeal to shared heritage and ethno-cultural belonging. However, a growing chorus of Oromo voices, predictions, has vehemently rejected Abiy Ahmed's claim to Oromo leadership, and indeed, his very Oromo authenticity in a meaningful political sense. Conviction that Abiy's actions and ideological underpinnings represent a fundamental betrayal of Oromo national identity and aspirations, said as Oromo, let alone an Oromo leader, are, in effect, inadvertently insulting themselves by validating the narratives of his loyalists, which obscure the profound harm his administration has inflicted beyond a superficial understanding of ethnic identity, which often relies on primordial markers like language, birthplace, or assumed genetic lineage. Instead, it posits that for an ethno-national group, particularly one with a history of marginalization and struggle for self-determination, genuine leadership and authentic belonging are primarily defined by alignment with the group's collective interests, historical narratives, political aims, and sustained commitment to their liberation. It is what is in his mind and what he did against the Oromo people that ultimately the language he speaks. This instructs the strategically paralyzed potential Oromo leaders and garnered trust as antithetical to their interests and aspirations. Struggle for justice and self-determination, thereby constituting a form of self-insult. The Oromo struggle and the stakes of identity, a theoretical lens, the Oromo people, constituting the largest ethno-national group in Ethiopia, have a long and complex history marked by dispossession, cultural suppression, and political subjugation within the Ethiopian state, Mohammed, 2016, Asafa, 2006. For centuries, their identity has been contested, their language, Afan Oromo, suppressed, and their political agency systematically denied by successive Amhara-dominated regimes and, later, by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, TPLF, led EPRDF, Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front, to Oromo ethno-nationalism, centered on the struggle for self-determination, the recognition of Oromo cultural and linguistic rights, and the pursuit of political autonomy, often encapsulated in the concept of Oromuma, Oromo identity, culture, and nationhood, Diribza, 2017. Within such a context, the question of leadership and authentic identity is not merely particularly for a subaltern prison traditionally understood to be one who champions Oromo rights, actively works towards their liberation or greater autonomy. This understanding moves beyond a primordialist view of identity, which might simply accept shared ancestry or birthplace, where I through action and commitment to group values, Brubaker and Cooper, 2000. Jenkins, 2008. The Oromo dubbed by Abiy's early supporters taps into a primordialist understanding of identity. It suggests that a shared genetic or ancestral link automatically confers authenticity and loyalty. However, this paper argues that such rhetoric is often a strategic essentialism, employed by external actors or co-opted elites to legitimize their rule, rather than reflecting the lived political reality of, for the Oromo, given their historical experience. Authenticity in leadership is not merely a matter of biological political allegiance and but a profound political act that severs the bond of shared identity. The lure of the Oromo paralyzed hopes Abiy Ahmed's ascension was facilitated by the PRDF coalition. His Oromo background, fluency in Afaan Oromo, and his past as a key figure within the OPDO initially positioned him as a potential savior or, at the very least, a significant narrative that an Oromo was finally at the helm of the Ethiopian state resonated deeply with solidarity and understanding. This initial appeal was highly effective in disarming and paralyzing his nearest party leader, whom some Oromos trusted out of PDOs. Many Oromos, Oromo Democratic Party, ODP, formerly OPDO, and even some Oromo nationalist opposition figures initially gave Abiy the benefit of the doubt, while appealing to some, was simultaneously couched in language that paid homage to Oromo's suffering and promised redress. Coupled with his background, created a powerful illusion of genuine representation. This illusion was crucial in consolidating his power, marginalizing internal Oromo dissent within the ruling party, and temporarily placating the broader Oromo nationalist movement. The hope was that his Oromo identity would naturally lead to policies that dismantle the structural inequities faced by Oromos and foster self-determination within the federal framework. However, this hope, as events unfolded, proved to be profoundly misplaced. From perceived ally to perceived adversary, Abiy Ahmed's actions against the Oromo people, the disillusionment with Abiy Ahmed among Oromo nationalists stems directly from his government's actions, which are widely perceived as antithetical to Oromo interests and aspirations. These actions, rather than any superficial genetic or linguistic markers, form the power and dismantling of ethnic federalism, Abiy Ahmed's flagship political project, the formation of the Prosperity Party, PP, from the EPRDF coalition, was on the principle of ethnic federalism, which, despite its flaws, provided a framework for group rights and limited regional autonomy, Marrera, 2020. On a unitary, Ethiopianist identity, often termed metamer, was interpreted as a move to dilute Oromo distinctiveness and assimilate Oromia into a centralized state structure, reminiscent of historical Amhara imperial rule. This shift undermined the very constitutional guarantees of self-administration that Oromo nationalists had long fought for. Suppression, killing of Oromo political dissent, artists, Aba Gadaz, etc. Despite initial promises of opening up political space, Abiy's government has presided over a severe crackdown on Oromo political opposition, initially welcomed back but subsequently arrested, detained, and their party's activities significantly curtailed. Civil society, the Oromo Federalist Congress, OFC, and their corresponding leaders, members, supports, etc. This suppression extended to grassroots activists, journalists, and media outlets, many of whom faced arbitrary arrests, imprisonment, and violence. The widespread and prolonged internet shutdowns in Oromia further stifled communication, and human rights organizations increasingly attribute to a deliberate state policy, cultural custodians, and intellectual backbone of the Oromo community killed, arrested, suffers in prolonged detentions, forced disappearances, and extrajudicial killings. This strategy has been designed to silence dissent, dismantle indigenous leadership structures, and suppress Oromo political and cultural expression, thereby consolidating central government control through intimidation. The resulting climate of fear and insecurity not only stifles freedom of speech and assembly, but also systematically erodes the social fabric and institutional memory of the Oromo people, with profound and lasting implications for peace and stability in the wider Horn of Africa. Military campaigns and human rights abuses in Oromia. The most damning evidence against Abiy's claim to Oromo leadership comes from the severe military operations launched in Oromia, particularly against the Oromo Liberation Army, OLA, which is widely seen by many Oromos as a legitimate resistance movement. These campaigns have resulted in widespread human rights abuses, including extrajudicial killings, arbitrary detentions, displacement of hundreds of thousands of civilians, and collective punishment of communities perceived to support the OLA, HRW, 2022. Amnesty International, 2023. For many Oromos, the deployment of federal forces, often acting with impunity, against their own people fundamentally negates any claim of shared identity or leadership. A leader, particularly an Oromo, dispossession for large-scale development. This issue has historically been a flashpoint for Oromo grievances, as it often leads to its non-Oromo elites. The lack of genuine Oromo agency in these development decisions further fuels the narrative of internal colonialism, where Oromia's resources are exploited for the benefit of the central state, conflicts, ethnic polarization, for his survival and claim into power as all of his predecessors since the conception of the empire designed in current form except the cession of Eritrea in 1991. Today, the dying empire is found at the tail ends of Human Development Index, Global Innovation Index. Hunger and malnutrition, leavening millions without sufficient nutritious food to survive independent of societal status and profession, level of qualification. As a consequence, the WFP warns that more than 10 million people are facing hunger and malnutrition, include 3 million people forced from their homes. Alarmingly high malnutrition rates with 4.4 million pregnant and breastfeeding women and children in need of treatment. The current population is more than 130 million, with some 90 cultural identities the stomach killer hordes, the dogs of which sidelines the legitimate grievances rooted in ethnic oppression and cultural struggle for historical recognition and justice. These actions take between Abiy Ahmed's governance, and assimilate mental hybrid core dream and the great Oromo nation centuries of resistance and activity struggle of freedom and liberty of the Oromo people and Oromia and the entire colonized people of the Horn of Africa incarcerated in Abyssinian Empire for over centuries. So far his primary loyalty appears to be to a centralized empire that established a predatory prey interrelationship with the colonized people and the land, resources and labors. She is the burden of the people with stolen name Ethiopia translated from Kush. The prompts assertion that Abiy Ahmed's Oromo double helix DNA identity analysis. This perspective argues for a performative and ethical understanding of identity, political commitment, a shared historical consciousness, and an active participation in the collective struggle for Oromama. When a leader, despite their ethnic background, civil community, their it is precisely what is in his mind and what he did against the Oromo people that qualifies him as an adversary, not a leader, from this critical Oromo perspective. To continue to call Abiy Ahmed the Oromo nation in the political or managerial sense, initiated under his rule, is therefore deeply insulting to during the TPLF era and to the Oromo socialism during the Derg era, both of which were Stalinist more than Stalin insisting that insulting themselves. A fraud of Gaddafi's system and the Oromo nation of Gaddafi as it has been to federalism during the TPLF's era and socialism during Derg era, and both were Stalinist more than Stalin himself and Abiy Ahmed not e otherwise exipet the worst of all dictators in that the Oromo peel has destined to win his exipet memelix, Hagermakat policy, or DOMCID the state's narrative that Abiy represents the Oromo, thereby masking the deep antagonism of loyal servants to claim a false Oromo legitimacy for actions profoundly detrimental to Oromos. Undermines the Oromo struggle. It blurs the lines between genuine Oromo leadership, committed to self-determination, and those perceived as co-opted agents of a centralizing state. This weakens the moral and political clarity of the Oromo nationalist movement. Normalizes betrayal. It implies that ethnicity is an immutable quality that overrides political actions, effectively whitewashing the perceived. This sets a dangerous precedent, suggesting that as long as a leader shares superficial traits, their destructive actions can be overlooked. Disregards Oromo suffering. It dismisses the lived experiences of hundreds of thousands of Oromos who have suffered under his administration, led by someone claiming Oromo heritage, especially within an ethno-national liberation context, is an earned status predicated on actions, loyalty to the group's cause, and commitment to its collective well-being. Abiy Ahmed's tenure, from this perspective, has demonstrated a consistent pattern of prioritizing a centralized, unitary Ethiopian state narrative over the specific and historically rooted aspirations of the Oromo people. His mind, ideology, strategic objectives, and deeds, policies, military actions, are thus seen as fundamentally non-Oromo, even anti-Oromo, regardless of his birth certificate or linguistic fluency. Conclusion, The politics of naming and the future of Oromo identity. The debate surrounding Abiy Ahmed's Oromo identity and leadership is more than a semantic dispute. It is a critical engagement with the nature of political authenticity, ethnic issues of self-determination. This article has argued that for a significant segment of the Oromo people, particularly Oromo nationalists, Abiy Ahmed's actions during his Oromo identity in a politically meaningful sense, null and void. His strategic use of Oromo dub rhetoric and his initial background as an OPDO, working force of TPLF for 28 years, effectively paralyzed his nearest party leader whom some Oromos trusted, creating a brief window of false hope for a transition that ultimately proved detrimental to Oromo aspirations. By systematically dismantling ethnic federalism, brutally suppressing Oromo political dissent, overseeing extensive human rights abuses in Oromia, ideology, Abiy Ahmed has, in the eyes of many Oromos, positioned himself as an adversary rather than a representative. To recognize him as an Oromo leader, under these circumstances is not merely a political difference of opinion but, as argued, a profound act of self-insult, undermining the Oromo struggle, validating his government's repressive narratives, and collectively diminishing the integrity of Oromama. The case of Abiy Ahmed underscores a crucial aspect of identity politics, superficial markers like ethnicity or language. It is forged in the crucible of shared struggle, loyalty to collective aspirations, and demonstrable commitment to the people's well-being. The mind and deeds of a leader, when measured against the long-standing and deeply felt grievances of a marginalized community, become the ultimate arbiter of authenticity and legitimacy. The ongoing contestant over Abiy Ahmed's identity serves as a powerful testament to the resilience of Oromo nationalism and its refusal to allow performative identity to mask what is perceived as profound political betrayal. The future of Oromo identity and the broader world will continue to be shaped by how these deeply ingrained and contested narratives are navigated. Oromuma, Oromanis, the essence of Oromanis, as profoundly articulated through the enduring principles of the Gada system, transcends superficial markers of identity. It is agency as primary determinants of worth or belonging. Indeed, once double helix, or the tongue, they speak, while often indicative of heritage, do not inherently confer respect or status within the Oromo of Gada Peplo and society. Instead, true credit and recognition are rigorously earned through the cultivation of one's mind, encompassing wisdom, integrity, sound judgment, and a deep understanding of justice, and through one's deeds, referring to actions that demonstrate courage, service, responsibility, and under three pillars of Oromama. The invisible one is software and computer. Uama is the second one that literally may is mother nature human beings as part of it not as master of it. Third is Sifu, moral and ethical conduct, where or universality are made and regulate the entire relationships and managements are fostered by a meritocratic society where respect is garnered through demo and encompasses the respected as it is living and non-living things and their role. The Gada system as a holistic socio-political and spiritual framework meticulously evaluates individuals not by their birthright, but by their active contribution to community welfare, their capacity for ethical leadership, and their adherence to the three pillars of Oromama wisdom, effective as a result that lead an individual, regardless of their lineage, Jalala, love, Tokuma, unity, and Walama, cooperation, through their thoughts and actions, truly embodies Oromanas. Therefore, to be Oromo is not merely an accident of that demands self-reflection, ethical conduct, and tangible contributions to society. It is an identity forged in intelligence and benevolence, proving that true belonging is not inherited, but profoundly lived and earned. Deeply rooted in commitment to suffer in the death system, character. Leaders are judged not by the unwaveringly functioning Gada framework. A figure like Abiy Ahmed, whose tenure has been marred by allegations of thoroughly scrutinized much earlier. His actual harmony, justice, and accountability prized by averting the catastrophic war crimes in Oromo nationalism and the Ethiopian discourse, the search for thousand, beyond, identity, theory and society, 29:1-47. Dirabza, D. 2017. Oromama, the Oromo quest for liberation. Acknowledged tragedies of the Oromo of the Oromo of the Horn of Africa. Human Rights Watch, 2022, Ethiopia. New wave of abuses in Oromia. Hypothetical, but reflects actual reports. Jenkins, R. 2008. Social Identity, 3rd ed. Routledge, Marrera, G. 2020. Ethiopia. The crisis of the Oromia studies, hypothetical, but reflects actual political commentary. Muhammad, H. 2016. G.C., 1988. Can the subaltern speak? In C. Nelson and L. Grossberg, ed. Marxism and the Interpretation of Culture, pp. 271-313. University of Illinois Press.